Last time on the Empire Initiative. Back in Bedagar City, the crew returned to the stable master who had aided them previously. Dot persuaded Rudy to drink the potion of domination and proceeded to take his body for a joyride. Meanwhile, Rain and Zavari disguised themselves and headed into town to gather information on the whereabouts of Zola Honeycutt. A discreet meeting with a member of the Clock revealed that Zola will be publicly executed the very next day. Will the Hemp Crusaders be able to rescue her in time? This is Episode 3, Honey, We Forgot About You.
You guys managed to make your way back?
What'd you guys learn?
That Rudy guy is pretty dope, apparently.
You know full well that was me.
We learned stuff. The lady we gotta save gets executed tomorrow at noon.
Good ticking clock scenario. Love those.
Yeah. So we can break her out, or it's also possible that we can get to her when they're trying to transport her.
Or when they're trying to hang her.
Yeah. They have no idea who took Saxton, so that's good.
Indeed.
And the regent is the former treasurer, like Nance. And he's the one that raised all the fucking taxes.
Right.
That fucker.
Fuck that guy.
Let a money guy get into control, and then what is he gonna do?
What do you guys think is our best play?
I think maybe trying to sneak in, because the priests have access to the prisoners right before they get executed. So I thought maybe I could disguise myself and I could turn you invisible, or turn Rain. I think turn other two other people invisible at this point.
I have a scroll of invisibility.
Okay.
We could put a teleportation circle near the gallows or under the gallows.
I feel like it would be hard to make sure that it wouldn't get messed up then, or like stepped on somehow.
If it was under the stage, right? Because there's like a hanging part.
There'd be like a. It's basically, so what it would be is it's like there's like a wooden stand. It has a trap door, so the prisoner stands like on top of the trap door with the noose, mm-hmm. and they drop the trap door. And so it's like a rise. There's enough room, you know, for a person to hang.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like theoretically, you could if the inside of like the rise is like hollow, you could get underneath it and make a teleportation circle. And she would technically be inside of it, even if she's not touching the ground.
If we was like, if we teleported her, would she teleport out of the noose? Or would we have to cut the noose? Because I just don't want to like teleport her and it's like yanking her.
Well, it's not like her or her clothing, so it wouldn't teleport with her.
Okay.
Or I guess maybe the rope would like teleport, but like not the gallows wouldn't mm-hmm. teleport.
Like it was just like, the rope like here.
Yeah, it might just be like torn by the fabric of magic
mm-hmm.
or something.
It's just an idea. Because if she falls, then it could be a last resort situation.
Yeah.
She falls, grab her before she does the gravity thing, and then, or
get out of there.
Get out of there.
We could check out the gallows and see if they're hollow inside. I think that's definitely worth a shot.
I once saw a fantastic play by a man who escapes the gallows by sabotaging the noose so that when he falls through the trap door, he lands on a horse-drawn carriage and rides away. So it seems like a feasible plan to me.
It'd be cool if one of us could pose as the guy who does the, like, the noose putting on and the executioner. How do we become the executioner?
That was my only potion of domination. Plus, only you could.
Or I could with very special circumstances. But we could pose as him, and then you can, like, mask of many faces, be the executioner.
Yeah. She looks a little nervous about it, but that's something I could do.
If in the night we could sabotage the noose, and then hide under the stage and make the circle. We could just wait. We wouldn't have to do anything else. We wouldn't have to fight anybody or anything. It just, as soon as she dropped through and the noose broke because we sabotaged it, she landed on the ground, we'd activate the circle and poof.
I could probably send Dari to, like, nom on the rope a little bit.
I mean, presuming we can turn invisible, I feel like we could get, and we have to get access to the stage because we have to be under it when things go down.
Or we're on top of it, invisible, and we cut the rope and jump down, and then when we're all in there, you land down and your superhero landing, and you hit the teleport.
The reason I like the being under the stage idea is because when we disappear, no one but Rudy will have ever known we're there.
Okay. Do you think that there are people in the clock who are going to make an attempt to attack? Because there could be a nice distraction.
I don't think so.
Because, like, if you think that there are...
I don't want to get them killed.
I don't want to get them killed either, but if they're already planning to do something...
Well, she made it seem like nobody was going to try to hit close.
Okay.
Yeah, she said
that, like, they're, like, no.
They're all worried about being killed on sight. Yeah, so...
Okay. So, yeah, we can just be not in sight.
And you guys aren't recognized members of the clock. So, even if they, like, you know... But you guys are wanted, aren't you? Yeah, never mind. Yeah, you're wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be out of sight in some way.
Out of sight or disguise.
Yeah.
Hiding again.
It does also say here that the priests of St. Verona are also allowed to speak to the guilty on the gallows just before hanging. So that's another time when the priests would be like very like near the prisoners. And then there's obviously guards and an executioner. So there's a lot of different people that could be, like, potential disguises, I guess. A lot of different, like, archetypes of people. So, yeah. And then there's always the option of trying to just go into the prison itself. If you were stealthy enough, you could probably break her out of her cell.
I'd be able to break other people out.
Mm-hmm.
If I posed as, like, an executioner or one of the... priests, I think is what you said. If I can touch her, I can use Dimension Door and just teleport us down.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, say, if it's below the gallows, I can just teleport us down instantly. Mm-hmm. And then we can get out of there.
Isn't it something you have to see?
You teleport yourself from your current location to any other spot within range. You arrive exactly at the spot desired.
Does it say you can see within range, or just the spot within range?
It can be a place you can see, one you can visualize, or one you can describe by stating distance and direction.
Okay.
So there you go, yeah.
So that's an option.
That is an option, too.
That's interesting, because it would be really quick.
Mm-hmm. Before the noose is even on.
Because you could have, like, Rain ready the teleportation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
it's they're gonna be expecting someone to attack, and like all of a sudden,
why would they be expecting someone to attack?
Maybe because she's like a big member of the clock.
Yeah, it's hard to say what they're expecting, but like it wouldn't be far fetched for them to think that would attack.
I am nervous about it being so close to the end of our time, you know, like if we mess up, she dies. Like then there's no room for error is what I'm trying to say.
If we try to break into the prison, there's a much higher chance of things getting messy.
Okay. You're right.
It's just that we can go that route, but it'll have its own complications.
There's probably a lower chance of her dying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. There would be like definitely a higher chance of other complications, most likely. I mean, well, say that you do, you know, get caught when you're trying to rescue her at the gallows, like, you know, does that...
Can I Kevin
Costner it? She instantly dies the second the timer is up.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I Kevin Costner it where I use my bow and arrow to shoot through the rope, all Robin Hood style?
You never know, you could try.
My other concern is that, too, is that there's probably going to be, a lot of guards and stuff at that moment.
There'll definitely be guards, yeah, for sure.
Horses and transport, there will be less guards. Can we have, like...
I mean, there will still definitely be guards and transport, though, for sure.
But do you think there'll be more at the gallows than transport?
Well, here's the thing. I think we should go to the gallows in the middle of the night and see if we're able to access.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we are, without much complication, then we can make this real easy on ourselves and nearly guarantee success, in my opinion. I mean, it's never guaranteed, but
right.
really good odds.
Okay.
And if we see that it's not accessible, then we can always go to the prison and see what we can make of it.
Sounds like a plan. Let's go.
If you guys are going to wait until the evening and go check out the gallows.
Gotta wait till nightfall.
Yeah. Well.
49.
Karina is like, you know, feel free to use the room. Just, you know, don't make a big deal out of it. Don't, like, draw attention. So.
Yeah, of course.
If you want to hang out in the room until it's time, you can do that. I don't have any books or anything, though.
It's okay. I have a book I'm supposed to read.
Yeah, you could get a couple hours in.
Yeah, I'm going to get a couple hours in my book.
Hell yeah! There you go. But
then I have to start. I've committed.
Oh, now you have to keep going.
Mm-hmm. My manual of quickness.
Yes. I want to read some of my toughness.
It's a tone of leadership and include.
I've kept track of how many hours I've spent reading.
Ooh, but have you been reading it lately?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? But yeah, I mean, however you guys want to use this time, it passes. It's boring. Karina, like, clips her toenails for, like, 45 minutes at one point. It's a very involved process. She's just kind of a strange person.
48 hours over a 6-day period.
Okay. You can do it. You can do it.
How many hours did we read?
So, I mean, if you guys just, like, read the whole time, you could probably get, like, a good... Because we said it was, like... It was probably, like, 4 or 5 o'clock. I mean, like, you could probably get a good 5-6 hours in, depending on how late at night you want to go. If you want to go in, like, the a.m. hours, that, like, you know, where it's still, when it's still dark, like, if you want to go, like, 1 a.m., it'd be, like, 6 hours.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So you get a good 6 hours of reading in. Roll to see how interesting that you find it.
A 15.
It's not as bad as you thought it would be at all.
Yeah, there's a lot more pictures and graphs, so it's like, I feel a little bit more gratified going through the pages.
It's not as wordy.
It's not.
Oh, there's like,
I've gone through 6 chapters. I feel like that's like, how I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and it's like, it's got like, what's like, like little comic strips.
Yeah, and like how, like exercises and stretches and
with
things.
Arrows and.
Yeah. So Rain is basically reading and just like stretching for the, like, working out, but basically doing all the stretches to get ready for the warming up for her, the, and the, like, the stealthy sneakiness.
The stealthiness. But yeah, I mean, so if you guys are comfortable with it, I will move us to the evening, where you guys will go to the plaza, which is represented by the TV screen here, to the gallows, which is represented by this paper here. The place with the gallows is against the wall that goes around the castle. And, like, on one of the sides of the wall, there's kind of like a somewhat residential area, and there's like a plaza there, and that's where the gallows is. So it's roughly in that part of town, just sort of towards the middle. But it's not difficult to find, and there is. Actually, realistically, I would even say that it's over here. Because there's like buildings just right, you know, right outside. And there's like merchants. And there's like merchant carts out. Like empty merchant carts placed out. And it's the middle of the night. There isn't anyone there currently. Because you guys said you were waiting until like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. There's some like activity going on in like the house nearby, but there's no one outside.
I want to investigate like under the gallows. Like, is it boarded off? Is there like a curtain? Is it open?
So it is boarded off underneath. It is 15 feet high. The platform is 15 feet high. So it's like tall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like panels. If that makes sense, like big wooden panels all like along the front and the sides that kind of close in underneath.
And then the back of it, is the back of it like a wall with water?
It's like a... it's up,
all brick.
It's up against the brick wall. And then, so there are these two large posts which the gallows like hangs from, basically, and then this is like the trap door in the middle that gets pulled. There's a lever.
Assuming they didn't leave any rope. The rope's not there. They're bringing the rope with them, I'm assuming.
There's no rope yet. It's just like a frame.
I wonder if there's a way to like make a little platform that's like... Well, no, because we're gonna... Okay. We need to get under there or see what's under there. And see if it's even possible to align with the studs in the ground, the teleportation circle.
Somebody breaks this, I can put it back together. Looks like we were never here.
Gray cracks her knuckles and shows off her diamond-studded, like, brass knuckle things.
Yeah.
And
diamond knuckles.
I'll break it, but like not loudly, because I don't want to draw suspicion.
That makes sense.
Don't be suspicious.
Go ahead and make an attack. So under the stairs there is like a triangular panel.
Sorry.
Is this not an armed strike?
It is. It would be a 19.
Okay, so yeah, you hit that bitch hard.
Bow.
Go ahead and make a stealth check.
Oh,
yeah.
You got this. She will awkwardly give you guidance.
Okay. Well, even with brightness, I would prefer to use my inspirations. Should not be. Now I'm going to use my other one. I'm going to use both of them because I feel like this is... I don't want to... Because that would be 8 plus 1d4.
8?
Yeah.
Damn.
Before I rolled a 7, it would have been 7 plus 5. So I'm going to use my... We are given 2 inspirations for epic role playing. So I'm going to burn my other one because this is an important... We need to not fuck this up. All right. 12 plus 5, 17.
There we go. Okay, so yeah, you hit it like so swiftly and skillfully that it just makes like a crack, but it's not like super loud.
Can I walk on stage and just open the trap door?
You can try that.
Sure.
So if you like walk up to it on
Mr. Fancy Pants over there.
Yeah,
fall 15 feet.
I have area fragility.
Mr. Fancy ability over there.
So there is like right next to the pole, there is like a lever in the ground, and it has like a housing around it. How will we be opening the
door? It's got a lever.
Yeah.
You can pull that lever.
So it's like a squeeze and pull. And you pull the lever. It's a little bit hard to pull, but, and you feel it kind of resist, but like what, like the door, the trap door splits like open in the middle. And like once it starts to open, it kind of goes like really quick, if that makes sense. Like it kind of gets stuck right when it starts to move, and then it flies open really quickly. I mean, yeah, and it's just like you look. I mean, if you look down, and it's a roughly 15-foot drop into like dirt.
We'll go down there.
How loud was that? I'm being sassy. I shouldn't have said anything.
I feel like it's louder than what you did, but probably not loud enough.
Maybe I'm stealthy as fuck. So
suspicion.
I'm
yeah.
Just being salty.
But yeah. So I mean, you get down there, and Rain, I assume you're getting in as well.
Indeed.
Underneath, I mean, it's like scaffolding. There's basically like underneath the scaffolding kind of goes like, you know, like this. And then there are some that have bars, but not all of them do. So there's kind of like a path, if that makes sense, that you can actually walk through, whereas a lot of them are like reinforced with these like parallel bars. So there's not like a ton of, like immediately, like there's like a lot of support underneath of it. So there's not a ton of like maneuverability under here,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Would it be reasonable to be able to get, to draw a teleportation circle down here? Is there a space big enough for that?
We'll have to figure out how big the teleportation circle is. I think it's like 10 feet.
Which would just be
5 feet, maybe?
Hold on.
Oh, 10-foot diameter circle on the ground.
It's diameter, not radius?
Yeah. I have it pulled up right here. You can take a look and see.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it usually says radius and not diameter. Yep, okay. So, exactly under the trap door is the only place where there's, like, enough space.
Perfect.
To easily put a teleportation circle down. You could maybe squeeze it somewhere else where it's, like, partially under the, like, lower scaffoldings, if that makes sense. But you'd have to find, like, a weird spot for it. Other than that, like, but the only obvious spot Rain would be right under the trap door. And you just see Dart drop down.
And I was like, that's like, I mean, I see you. Yeah, you're right. And she puts the door down. I like the wall down. She just broke.
Mari mends it.
Yeah, but sorry.
It smells like really, it smells, I mean, obviously, it's like you're just in this little, like, dirt building. It smells like really, what's the word? God damn. It smells like dirt. It smells like ground, earthy, I guess.
It's pungent.
Pungent. And there is, like, a little bit of, like, it's, I guess it's kind of dark, but you guys have dark vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, in the corner, like over here, there's like a big mass of like, it looks like hair or hay, kind of like bundled up in like a sort of like a wreath almost. And there's kind of like a hole going into it.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
There's like some sort of mass of like hair and hay
in this corner. It's not super big. It's like maybe like this big. I'm gesturing about 2 feet of just gunk.
Should we poke it?
Hair and whatnot. And there's like a hole going into it.
Should we poke it?
Right. So then just cut the body down and drop it down, and whatever's down here eats the body?
Oh, do you even know if that thing's alive?
There's a hole. I'm assuming it's like home. That's what Ray is thinking.
Can I, like, so silly, send Daru over just to make a quick investigation check about it?
Yeah.
Got a 9.
Daru's, like, spooked. Like,
brother, ugh. Oh, Daru, come back. I'm sorry.
But as Daru starts to come back to you from inside the nest, are 2 little beady eyes glowing in the darkness. And then another 2 eyes. And another 2 eyes. And another 2 eyes. And a single rat kind of like pokes its head out.
A rat.
And it's like... It just kind of like... But not, it's not doing shit, but it's like, what the fuck's going on out here? And it's like an old... looks like an older sort of chubby rat with like some gray...
A middle-aged dad rat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do not have speak with animals.
What the hell's going on out here? Yeah. Nobody can speak with animals, so we don't get to do that here.
Aw.
But.
Animals don't technically speak like a language, do they?
They don't.
All right. Mm-hmm. I throw my crimson mist at him.
Yeah.
Fully devours them up, and then crazy. Turns on you.
Then I coax it back into the jar with my soft nature.
You can try.
No,
it's
the most insane thing I've ever heard.
You can't technically try anything.
Yeah, true. Yeah, just release the crimson mist in a small area like that too, where you guys can't really get away.
It's fine.
Okay. Let me think.
Maybe we should just ignore them. As long as they don't do anything to us.
They're starving them some food?
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little worried that they're scurrying around could damage our teleportation circle. And make it non-functional at a critical moment, which would not be ideal. Two instincts at this point. One, the noose isn't here, and our plan kind of heavily hinges on the idea that we can sabotage the noose so that when she falls through the trapdoor, she's not hanging to death.
Or she becomes a priest or executioner and dimension doors down.
Yeah, dimension door has a range of 500 feet, so that's not too bad.
And we had discussed that you don't have to like see where you're.
Yeah, you don't have. You just have to know or be able to describe where it is you're trying to go.
We do have my paint. I could paint it, and it would become hard.
That's true. You could do that. Yeah, damn that paint.
That's really cool, actually.
But Daru would have to fuck with it. No one would chase like follow us.
It wouldn't be able to. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be able to. It's like probably not a super hard substance, but it's like hard enough. If that makes sense. Probably could.
Or if we immediately like on the other end mess it up when we come back home.
I did think about we should put our teleportation circle in a jail cell so that we can like check
cut that shit out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Have to have a background check.
Yep. Oh.
Have to have background checks.
Hey, at this point, you can't be too careful.
And this
in this castle.
I was going to say, in this economy, but...
we are the economy. We are the
economy. That's why I was like, wait a minute, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, Lord of Dark is making passive income right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going back to the people, like...
Once we do something with it.
I mean, Dart is the people.
Okay.
That's why it's justice. It's like, us.
It's like, oh my god. It's like talking to Zavar about Asmobius. I get it. I know what it's about.
Just run away. Just
you, right. You hear the word Asmobius fly out of your mouth. You're like, no, please don't. Like,
listen, acknowledge just to make sure
you feel heard.
And that you feel heard.
It's for the capital bowl. Question mark with your it as well.
Has already said that she would send the force of the Umbermoor army on me if anything has happened to you. So I,
well, obviously nothing has happened. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine.
Are you them?
Yeah,
it's okay.
I have to say about cutting my hair. Like, all of it.
I mean, girl, you do you. Whatever you feel like you're in control of. If you feel like you're in control of your hair, do it. We can get you some wigs. More egg, probably.
Wigs? I need wigs.
This is true. Show off the horns.
So a little self-conscious about them?
This is where we're having a discussion under the gallows.
With little rats looking at you.
Sprinkled origin story.
Oh my god. Send the rats to Ravenloft.
Fifi will know what to do with them.
Says no. We could always. Someone could stay here under. Or two people stay here under just to make sure that the circle stays safe.
Dar could be on rat patrol.
Indeed. My other thought, too, was maybe we could find a priest and follow him home for you to... Because I don't know if we're going to find out who the executioner is. Or, like, how do we get you to be a priest? If we follow a priest home and assume their identity, then... Are there priests going in and out of the...
I imagine priests have free reign to do whatever they want.
And so is it common for priests to be there that they have no idea who they are?
Confess, like, their last sins, and...
You can be a priest from the Church of Asmodeus.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably not.
Probably not. They probably do more of, like, a Palorn thing here, I'm guessing.
It is... There is an answer for that.
The priests?
Yeah.
Ooh.
St. Verona. They're priests of St. Verona. These are not, like, the weird Saxons priests, if that makes sense, that were, like, in the Star Chamber. These are, like, just priests of Benicar. So, Verona is, like, a good aligned saint. And, like, I mean, they wear robes of St. Verona.
I feel like we're gonna also need the robes.
I just need to see the robes.
Yeah.
Make a history check, Zavari.
Ten.
Yeah, you see them. You don't know what they look like.
Damn.
Should we go to the prison? Or, like...
Wait, were these the same priests that were involved, that were going into the prison earlier?
We didn't see them.
You didn't see any priests going forward.
Oh.
Yeah.
But. Whoopsie.
They're not the same priests as the ones that were going into the Star Chamber.
Okay.
I mean, if we are able to sneak a peeky peek over at the prison and see some going in, going out.
That's all I need to do is just be able to see it. Then I can recreate it.
Can you see it through Dari?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can just send Dara over to the prison.
Yeah, I can do that.
Or is there... Do they have, like, a church or something there?
Presumably there's churches in town as well.
We just know that there's some are going to the... They're frequently going to the prison?
Well, so they're allowed to go to the prison to visit people who are about to be sentenced to death. There's probably not any there now, you know, because it's like the middle of the night. It's kind of like, I mean, it's likely that you'll see one, and you were told that there would be priests with the, like, procession, mm-hmm. like, with the escort, because a priest usually speaks with the person that is to be executed right before they're executed. So,
do we know?
But yeah, there is presumably, like I said, there's presumably churches in town.
Do we know
if... At least there was.
Do we know if there is, like, a clock phrase or a symbol, like a... The clock is always ticking, like, or the... Is there something that we could say to her or get a message to her somehow for her to know that, like...
We're on your side.
Yeah. So, like, if you pose as a priest, so that she can be like... That one's my priest.
As far as I remember, the clock is always ticking was like their, like, phrase.
The clock was always ticking, the clock was always listening, or?
There's something. The clock is...
I mean, yeah, the clock is always ticking.
Okay.
It's you've heard them say a lot, yeah, kind of like a catchphrase, almost.
Okay.
You don't know if that's like a code that they would use, but you do know that they say that. And that it does identify them to at least, like, people who, like, aren't a member of the clock, if that makes sense.
You just have to be very careful so that people don't hear you say it except for her.
Yeah. I could do that.
So what do we want to do about here with these rats?
I think that we're hard-pressed for time to make this priest plan work out. I don't know. How we're going to do it. My feeling is that we either need to, while we still have some nighttime left, find the church that has these priests in it so that we can disguise you. Because I think given my frog nature and your chair, we're not going to be very disguisable. So you'd have to go on your own to do that. I don't know how comfortable you feel doing.
She can send Darwin.
No, I mean, if she's gonna go into the prison, she'll have to go without us.
Well, I wasn't saying her going into the prison. So that she can join the people and come up.
The procession,
not the prison. We were trying to figure out where we could find the priests, and we were told that the priests go in and out of prison, or sometimes go into the prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is like...
But that's not the only place to find a priest.
But, like, that's the time when the priests are supposed to be with the prisoner, is they go and visit them to give them, like, last rites before they're taken to be executed. They don't do it on the stage.
But they did, again. They said that the priest will pray for them, like, right before, like, will has an opportunity to speak to them right before they pull the lever.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, if we went that route, that could be my opportunity to be like, the clock is always ticking or something, and dimension door out of there.
Exactly. We're talking about dimension dooring right underneath.
Yeah.
So that then you could just teleport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In which case, you know, you two would just need to wait.
I have an idea. Okay. The first thing we need to do is go and find one of these priests so that you are able to disguise yourself.
Yep, I just need to see him.
Because once you know what the disguise looks like and you're able to do it, we can all hide under the stage. We can have that panel you removed just be loose so that when it's time for them to come out, you can just pop on out and join the procession on stage. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
The second half of my plan, you guys are going to love, because I've had these in my inventory for a while. I have smoke grenades. So you could say Like, get on stage with her, say the clock is always ticking, smoke grenade, dimension door, teleport away. Bing, bang, boom, the whole thing is done. Nobody knows who did it, and we're gone. Zero witnesses, zero combat.
I'm gonna shoot my wand of beans off. As we go.
Remember,
this is the final
We are trying to take over this place in a peaceful manner. I feel like if we drop a pyramid and kill everyone in town right before we
leave. It can always happen.
I'm just saying, it could. It's the only reference I know from your show.
Fair.
I'm just saying, it seems unnecessary because we're going to like come back and be like, hey, we liberated Benegar. We got Edmund back. He's slightly less of a douchebag now. It's going to be awesome. Yay.
We haven't killed anybody.
Yay.
Good guy win. Okay.
Put so, Saxon on trial.
I just want the beans.
Like, yeah. Real good guys.
We're going to get our opportunity to use the wand of beans, undoubtedly. We're going to fight.
Rain has been hanging out with the church too long because she thought of a real sadistic way.
We're going to go fight shorts.
You have not been hanging out with the wand side of the church.
No.
So, yeah. I guess the first thing to do is to go try to find the church that contains the St. Verona people.
Yes, I think I'm already.
Yeah, I can send Daru. You can fly around. You can look through Daru's eyes.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just doing that, then, like, it just happens.
It's just a matter of time.
I mean, yeah, like, nobody's really... Daru, especially, like, at night, nobody's fucking...
Nobody's checking for Daru.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to be inside the church, right?
If there is a church.
If there is a church.
It's an open-air church. Yes, you do find three closed-down churches.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, kind of, like, boarded up.
Oh, yeah.
But one of them has a light coming from behind the boards. And, like, the windows are all smashed.
Daru's gonna just sneakily, stealthily, in a Daru-like manner, creep on in there.
Have Daru roll stealth.
I really should have cast Pass Without a Trace first.
Ooh, I'm gonna use my inspiration.
Ooh, rolling low tonight.
Please. Yeah, what the fuck?
Sorry.
Never mind, I rolled a 19.
Okay.
So without any modifiers, so.
Kind of wiggles his little body in between some boards and kind of sneaks in. So the inside of the church is, like, intact. There's pews. You know, and whatnot. And there's, like, about 10 or so people and two priests. And a couple, like, one of the priests is asleep and one of them is awake. And, I mean, he's talking to someone. Like, an older man who... He's missing a leg, and he, it looks kind of like, you know, very, like, skinny and sort of malnourished, and he's talking with the priest, and, you know, they're just, you know, discussing something, basically, he's talking about his life, and how, like, the system has failed him, basically.
I fucking hear that.
And he's like, you know, he's, like, also saying, you know, and he's like, the old man's kind of going on a rant, right? Like, he's kind of getting passionate. And he's like, you know, honestly, thank you for still helping us. Like, even though, you know, I know that you're risking potential persecution for operating the church still. This church has always been, like, a second home to me, and especially now that I've lost my home, losing this church, too, was just awful. Devastating. Devastating.
Two things. hearing this person spill their heart out to the priest, it makes Savari like feel almost warm inside. Like she wants to be that person for the people in her church.
The priest is like a, he looks to be like a man in his like maybe mid to late 30s. And he has like a very soft, like kind face. And he is holding, like, he reaches out and like holds the man's hand. And it's like, you know, all we can do is pray for things to change and, you know, trust in St. Verona. They may shut down the churches, but that will never stop us from worshiping. It'll never stop us from serving the people. That's basically what he says.
And then the other thing, what does he look like?
The priest?
Yeah.
The priest? So, yeah, like I said, mid to late 30s, very kind, soft, but he's kind of got like a baby face, you know?
What kind of garb?
And he's like a little bit like chubby, just a little. And the garb that he is wearing a gray robe, and it has like a, it has like a green sort of like stitching along like all the edges. But it's very like, it's pretty plain and like, you know, it's not extravagant or fancy or anything. It's like humble.
Unlike her robes.
Yeah, it just says, it says rough spun gray cloth robes.
The robes for Asmodeus are way more extravagant than that.
But yeah. Yes. And the priest lowers his hood, and you can see that he is like a little bit bald on top. Like he has like, you know, sparse hair. But yeah, I mean, he just looks like a really nice guy. It's like he speaks very softly.
I don't know why, but I was kind of hoping that the St. Verona gear was going to be like sports jerseys. Like it was going to say like St. Verona at like an angle across the chest. And then, like, Father Chuck, number 8 on the back.
So it should have been.
Bam. Patreon merch.
That's good.
Father Chuck had a kind face and a wicked jump shot.
So this guy's Father Chuck now.
Okay, well, I've got what I need. Dara will listen in for just a little bit longer, but if nothing really interesting comes about, Zavari will phase out.
Well, the old man starts talking about his late wife and his daughter, who he hasn't seen in years. She cut contact with him. And he's like, I just don't understand why. Just don't get it. Yeah. She kept telling me she wanted to be a they, them. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. You're only one person.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Hey, even shitty people need help, okay? Yeah, sure. And the priest is like, you know, I think we should stay away from those topics.
Who are those people you don't like again? Oh, them foreigners? I think you got the pronoun thing down. All right, cool.
And he, like, dabs a bit of sweat off his forehead. He's like,
working overtime.
Foreigners. Yeah, he's working overtime. Yeah.
I was like,
my God. This guy. But, yeah. And then, if you, Zadar hangs out for a little while longer, the old man transfers into his wheelchair and, like, goes and spins to, like, a corner where there's, like, cots set up. He goes to go to bed.
Okay, well, I will phase back on in. Like, okay, got a disguise.
Ham fact it up! So, at like 14-15 Rain. So Rain became disabled at 12. She woke up from nap and could walk. And so from then on, she hated naps. My advice to her would be, being a boss bitch is exhausting. take some motherfucking naps.
That's good advice. That is good advice.
Take a nap. But not while we're playing, though.
Pinna, if I had to give advice to my younger self, I'd give advice to me, like, at least a couple of months ago. And I would say, whatever you do, always bring your spell book with you. Even if you're just going next door or down the street or to a show, bring your spell book. You do not want it to go missing. And that's because if I hadn't left my spellbook at home, I may have never been kidnapped and dragged into the Underdark and mind controlled by a deep sea creature that beyond comprehension. Thank you. I'm becoming slightly better at, spell casting. I'm almost ready, I think. You guys should take me on a mission sometime.
Well, we have a pretty big mission coming up that we would like some assistance on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Not when we're hand back.
All right. You're right.
I think I would tell my younger self that you don't need to find a mate to have a family.
These are like... pretty good.
It's fire.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just felt like
fire. Zavari would tell herself, just from a few months ago, I know you are lost and scared, but you don't have to be. You have somebody in your corner. You just need to let him in. To go against him is to deny yourself. Stop hurting yourself. And so she would tell herself from like the beginning of the adventure.
You're all deeply disturbed. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Read my upcoming book. It's called Chicken Soup for the Bullywug Soul.
Patreon content.
Get right, Brian.
Get right.
Him backed it down.
And while Zavari was doing that, I was messaging, I know it's really late, but I messaged both Eula Popinov and Willoughby Twobuckle.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
Hey! Hey! Swing server, I know it's like 2 a.m. But, right. No, just kidding. But really, I know we're really not part of the crew, and this could be life or death for Zola. So are there any visual cues that we could give Zola to, like, not tip the people around us off, but to tip her off that we are, that like, Zavari is with her? Like, but translated better than what I just said.
That we already knew about the clock is ticking.
I know, but like, I feel like.
But you want to check.
I want to see if there's anything.
Anything else?
Like maybe like
it's just visual.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking like the thieves that guild. They have like the two earring situation, right? Is that like or like? There's like.
I don't know if Rain would know that, but
Rain doesn't know that. But like,
but there are other visual cues. Yeah.
The scraps. My scraps. Look
exactly.
At the scraps. Knows that Rain. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she's looking like, do you have any visual cues that could just like signal that we're with them, or with you, and that we're there to help? Either like that we could do in the distance, or like on her person.
Okay. And yeah, while Zavari is doing that, it actually only takes a few minutes for you to get a response. Eula Popinov actually responds, and she's like. She's like, well, you're certainly up late. Are you feeding an infant like I am? Just kidding. I know that you're not. anyway, yeah. Tell, like, your people to wear two rings on their left ring finger and slash it and tap it 6 times, exactly each tap a second apart, like a ticking clock.
Very subtle. Now I gotta go jewelry shopping in the middle of the night.
That's a rocket run next and stuff. I guess 6 times is a lot. 3 times. Probably. Yeah. Because that would be too slow.
It's subtle.
I think we should just get right in her face and be like, this is gonna be way more fun than you're expecting.
If it was dark.
Yeah.
The executioner's like,
two thumbs up.
Really,
if you have a watch, flash up.
You have a pocket watch? For some reason.
Oh, I can make myself out. With my disguise. And with my armor that takes form however I want it to.
Wait a minute.
I could have whatever I want.
She's mentally ill.
I'm the DM. I'm saying
no. I'm not the stereotypical
watch clothing.
This is true.
Is it clothing?
I'm fighting the allegations.
I didn't
she has clothes.
That's why I crit you the most.
You'd be fucking trying to kill me.
Yeah, but at the beginning, it took you like...
It took for a long time to hit me at all.
It was like...
The armor class was like ridiculous.
Just still is, baby.
20 sessions.
There were several sessions out where you just did not get hit, but I was swinging.
He was there missing. Wide swing. Wide swing.
Swerve.
Oh, man.
She's made up for it now. She crits me so often.
By just wearing one of these.
Yeah? The sundial? Yeah. The
sundial watch?
I'd be fine with Dart having a sundial watch.
It's the middle of the night and I'm like, I have no idea what's happening.
Not a move, not a move.
Write that down in character details.
But yeah, so you have the costume, you have the information. I feel like
you have the courage.
Yeah, you have the courage. Right?
I'm glad this isn't on video.
So what are you guys doing? With the circle?
Wait, I could just like draw it though, right? Like I know how to draw it. Right?
Probably at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
You have like a reference. The reference is like on the scroll.
Yeah.
So you just...
I feel like what I would need to do...
Look at the scroll and draw that particular
one. What if I watered down the paint?
Would it be like softer?
Would it be softer?
It's jello.
Sure.
That's like a technique, right? Of just like adding water, and that's how you lighten instead of adding white. That's what you do in watercolors. You just keep adding more water, and it makes it clear.
I'm here for it. Yeah, that's like a thin paint, so okay.
Just like a little bit, and then so that at least it'll be a little bit more rigid, but then Daru can
jelly circle kind of.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
It's blue, so it's blue raspberry.
Dangerous.
Or the red circle. The red split.
So you need to reset the trap door so it doesn't appear that people have been there.
Oh yeah, you do need to reset the trap door.
Would mending fix that?
I mean, it's just not closing.
Yeah.
You just used it.
You're just gonna try the lever the other way.
It's like soldier
boy. But yeah, thing is, you're drawing the circle just like right underneath. Right here. Is that what you're doing?
I'm sorry?
You're just drawing the circle like right here. Right underneath, that's like...
I'm just really concerned.
We can also have Haru, like, stay down here. Be on route patrol.
Like, I'm not concerned about them following us. I'm concerned about her not getting to us. And we watch her hang.
They would need to be faster than my dad.
They're not even going to get the chance to put the noose on her neck. She's going to walk up.
Dies, we have a way to resurrect her.
Oh, let's go.
I have a ring of storing that has Ray's dead on it.
Well, she's gonna walk up to do the last rites first.
Like,
Is that like good?
Raise that is like neutral.
Okay.
It doesn't like, it doesn't harm somebody. Although, there are consequences obviously from dying, but like, but the spell isn't evil.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's not going to get that far.
Okay.
Yeah, let's say if it does, we do have a backup, which is that spell, but I don't think we'll need it. I think we'll be able to get the spell off before they can hang her.
What do you guys do?
Should we leave from under the gallows before we're seen?
We're not gonna be able. I'm not. We're not gonna be able to get back in.
Oh well, I guess that means
you guys are just gonna stay there.
I was gonna stay here.
Me too.
Okay. So you're.
Do you want to pop out while they're like coming up, or do you want to be out there already coming in with the processional?
I think it would be better to already be there with processional. I think otherwise it risks too many eyes being able to see.
All right, then you will mend it on your way out and we will just see Dart, Rain.
I'm going to keep Dart here with you guys in case you guys need to contact me for any reason.
We also have our diplomats pouch.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe I can, like, we have a thing where it's like code, it's like a buzz. So, like, I send some in, like, a pattern, like, small bits.
Oh, yeah.
And so you just feel, like, shift, like, but so you know it's, like, you don't have to read it. You just, like...
Just know.
You know, why is my shoulder getting so heavy?
Yeah.
Like, fuck! God damn!
So, yeah, I mean, so you guys... What do you guys do while you're stuck under there? And you paint the teleportation circle in a jelly...
I feel like I'm painting.
The rats are pissed. They aren't coming out, but they look mad. They're like, leave!
Rain throws just like some scraps of whatever food she has, some rations, just like.
Oh, yeah. They'll happily like run out and grab it and tear it apart and bring it into their little nest. And then you see like a couple of rats like crawling like under. There's like a little spot where there's like a tiny rat-sized hole and they just scurry out under and they just go.
Hey, Dot. You think this is gonna work?
Yep.
Cool.
Now we play the waiting game.
How do you play the waiting game?
You just sit here.
Do we want to sleep at all? Or are we... No? But she's like yawning. And
you try to oversleep and miss it.
That's just true. So I guess...
Sundial doesn't have an alarm.
I'm going to read my book for a couple more hours. How many more hours until? And then I'm like doing my stretches.
And it's noon the next day and you guys are like here in the middle of the night. So like...
Next day.
You have...
Yeah, it's like 1 a.m. right now.
Yeah, it's, you have, like, 10 hours.
Or, like, she can't read 10 hours straight, but she wants to try.
I feel like, okay, so here's what we'll do. How many do you think is, like, the minimum number of hours she could read straight, for sure? You say you read for, like, 4 hours, and then you do a constitution check to see if you can read longer?
That sounds like a plan. I was thinking 4 hours.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you're reading, you've been reading for a while. You're really starting to feel tired. You're at the 4 hour mark. You're like, can I keep going?
Is it Constitution?
Yeah, Constitution saving throw.
19.
Okay, yeah, I can keep going. I can keep doing this. So,
I can do it.
5 hours pass.
It's just Rain is cramming. Like, she's trying to get all the hours in at the beginning and she's going to burn out, and we'll see how it goes in the second half.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. So I have something about Constitution saving throws.
Do you have advantage or something? Is it just versus poison?
It's just versus poison. Well, I got a 9. No. Yes, 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
Yep, you can go 1 more hour.
Oh my god.
Go 1 more hour. The difficulty is ramping up.
Okay. 11.
Mm-hmm. You burn out. You're too tired. So you get 6 hours in. Yeah.
That's 6 hours?
Yeah, because, yeah, you did 4 and then 5.
So I'm as long as you don't roll that 1, you can do 5. And then I was like, okay, now you have to get an 8.
I'm a quarter.
You got a 9. They're like, okay, now I'm 12.
I'm 12 out of 48 chapters for my book in one day.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Or like,
And then you have the rest of the time to sleep.
Yes.
Zabari, what are you doing while you're out? Anything?
No, she's just going to return back to where they were sleeping.
The stables?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
She's like, okay, I'm not paying for a hotel right now.
I mean, Ruby's not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not home.
But she is taking a nice little nap on the couch. She does want to read her book as well because she has a streak going.
Okay.
Just read as long as she can before sleep overtakes her.
Okay. We'll try it. We'll do you. Is the same thing fair?
Yeah.
All right. 4 hours. Plus, make a con save.
Pull up my con. Thirteen.
Yeah, you're good. You can keep going.
Six.
That's it. So 5 hours.
5 hours. That's it.
Yeah, you pass out. Dart. You said you're not sleeping, you're just gonna.
Most frog species are nocturnal.
Yeah, true.
I'm pretty chill just to hang out.
You've been having it rough then, like, and you're gonna usually sleep at night. But, yeah, so Dart just hangs out. And.
Toe crusties.
Mm hmm. Zabari, what, like, time do you want to try to, like, post up to join up with sessions?
She'll just get up at sunrise, bright and early.
Okay.
She doesn't need sleep.
Reading for 5 hours and then getting up at sunrise?
Yeah.
Got it.
She doesn't need sleep.
So, well, then you didn't really sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like 1 a.m.? You read for 5 hours.
Maybe you want to sleep. And then read for 5 hours until it's about time for this thing to go down.
She doesn't sleep, she'd get one level of exhaustion, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
You guys didn't, like, exert yourselves? Really? How does sleep actually work, technically? I think it's a save, actually.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's a saving throw. Constitution saving throw. Yeah, go ahead and make a con save. I guess, Dart, you as well, because you're not sleeping.
21.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
She just lights up that book all night.
10.
You're good. 10 is the DC, so you guys stay up. Time passes. How do you disguise yourself?
It's just a regular, nondescript man, but wearing the cloak this time. Oh yeah, with the rings and watch.
And the watch.
Let's see if there's anything else specifically. No. The two rings are on the left ring finger.
So can I change the signal?
Yeah.
Okay, so you spin the ring.
Okay.
It's a clock three ring. Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, like as if the clock is.
Okay. Well, I got that shit all.
You got it. Got it. Make a disguise check with a manager.
Can that be like deception?
Yeah.
Yes. 18 is the best one.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, you know, you definitely don't look anything like yourself. And maybe that's comforting.
Oh yeah. I gave you a smoke bomb.
Yes.
Or anything.
There's, and if you're, are you out in the streets? If you're out in the streets, I mean, people are like, excuse me, Father. You know, like they're like pretty respectful of you. People keep their innocence. One person, you know, walks up and is like, will you pray for me?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And then she just walks away.
This feels very familiar somehow.
Oh, yeah. I bet it does. And yeah, I mean, you know what gate they're going to come out of. So.
Making my way to the gate.
You're just making your way to the gate. Here we are. So the procession is 8 guards and a warden. You can't even, like, see Zola, but you can tell by the formation that the guards are walking in. And she's, like, in the middle of all of them. There are also 2 priests of St. Verona who are, like, following the procession. And so you see them kind of walk out. And they have to go, like, through, they have to, like, follow the road. So it goes, like, through town a little bit and then kind of, like, loop back, you know, so, like, they have to walk through town a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
I'm going to approach, like, from behind and just try to blend in.
Okay. Make a deception check. Or wait, you're blending into the crowd outside of the procession? Sorry.
I'm trying to blend into the procession.
Yeah, okay. Make a deception check.
I got a 15 plus 8.
Okay. So, yeah. So, if you kind of, like, walk up to with where the other, like, priests are walking, they don't even really, like, lift their head up at you. Like, you just kind of, like, if you just, like, fall in line behind them, like, no one raises suspicion. The guards, like, look at you. But they don't, like, do anything. They don't react. One guard even, like, nods at you. And as you guys are walking, another priest joins. And it is the priest that you saw last night. And he looks especially tired. Like, he hasn't gotten any sleep. What was his name?
It's Chuck.
That's right. Yeah, Father Chuck. Yeah, it's Father Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks tired. but he will join you,
mm-hmm.
and kind of walk behind. And now that you're walking behind, you can kind of see Zola a little bit. She's got like she's got, like, more, like, an orange hair than, like, red hair, if that makes sense. Like, she's got this sort of, like, bright, blondish ginger hair. And it, like, is really, it's really bright in the sun. And she is tied, like, her hands are tied behind her back. She has, like, a short chain between her legs, and, there's, like, a hood, like, tied with rope around her neck, but the hood is, like, down, if that makes sense. And she's kind of walking in the middle of all these people, like, you can't really, like, you just see, like, kind of behind her.
I'm going to kind of get Chuck's attention almost and ask him in a low tone, have you thought of what you're going to say to the prisoner? And just kind of to get a feel to make sure that all the priests have their time with the prisoner, or if I need to start taking somebody out.
He's going to say, I wasn't planning on speaking. I was just going to pray for her. Usually, you know, I'm tired.
You look tired. Brother,
thanks. Thanks. You?
You know, these things are never easy.
First time?
Yeah.
Hey, he looks up over at you. He goes, what's your name, brother? I haven't seen you before.
What's the most indescript name? James.
James. Brother James.
Yes.
Doesn't ring a bell. Where are you from?
Fucking Ohio.
Yeah. Wow, Ohio, that's far.
Not far enough, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard nothing but wonderful things about it.
It's because you've never been.
This is true. I have never been. Well, so, are you new to the city?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I understand. Well, typically only one priest will talk to the prisoner. Sometimes they have a priest that they've talked to previously, you know, that they already have like a relationship with.
Does this one, do you know?
I honestly don't know anything about her.
Hmm.
So, I mean, not that I know of.
Oh, have they decided on a priest to give her last rites yet?
I think, I think it's going to be, oh my god, now I have to come up with a name, damn it, the shoe's on the other foot,
the shoe,
is that what you mean? Shoe, yeah, it's gonna be Shoe,
priest,
brother Shoe.
Lee, there's a million Lees.
Okay, yes, brother Lee. Such a good reference.
Last one today.
Yeah, so far. Yes, brother Lee, I think, was going to take lead on this one. He likes doing these. But if you want to, you can talk to him.
Okay, thank you so much, brother.
Sure, brother. Come to our church sometime, but keep it on the down low.
Of course.
I'll tell you more about it later, actually. I forgot their cards right here.
Priestly giggles.
He pulls out a fan and chuckles behind it while fanning himself.
Lay it on, Zori. Lay it on.
We have AC in the Church of Asmodeus. I don't know nothing about that.
But yeah, so what do you do now?
We're still walking. I'll just like slowly make my way. I'm like, which one's brother priest? Brother
Lee is the taller one.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna make my way to him.
Yeah, it's like tall, skinny, brown hair, cut very short.
I feel so silly saying brother all the time. I feel like Hulk Van Hogan.
Brother, hey brother, let me talk to you.
Oh my gosh, no.
Who are you?
Hello, brother. Can I have a moment of your time?
Sure. What troubles you, brother?
Well, it's more of a request than a trouble. Okay.
Unusual? Right now?
It is very important.
Okay. Speak.
You see, I want to provide more services for our faith, and I feel like this is a service that I would like to give my hand at talking to the prisoner in their final moments.
He kind of like looks at you and squints. Make a deception check.
Ooh, I'm gonna use my last inspiration. Oh my god, I'm still 14.
He goes, are you new?
Question. Is this guy evil? Damn. Okay, never mind.
No.
Damn. I'm new to this area, but not new to the faith.
Oh, okay, I see. I was gonna do it. I kinda like doing it, but like, are you sure you're ready for it?
I am very sure. I wouldn't have come to you if I didn't feel prepared. Like a deep bow.
He seems reluctant to give up his spot, but I will roll to see what he decides. You know what? Sure. And he like pats your shoulder. Go ahead. Give it your best shot, brother.
James.
Hell fucking yeah.
Azari will keep her satisfaction to herself and like,
but her inner Sakura is like, okay. So while this is going on, people are gathering at the gallows, and like Dart and Rain, you guys hear like a bunch of fucking noise in the morning. Like it sounds like construction almost.
Daru.
Can you lift Daru, right?
Yeah. I imagine Daru's like straight up like sleeping on his back. Looks a little dead.
I feel like we need to see what's construction. What construction is happening?
Hear little whimpers from Daru.
I just hold like a treat over Daru's face.
It does not take long for Daru to get up. Immediately wide-eyed, alert.
And I snatch it back carefully. And I give him half for waking up. And the other half is for checking. Or like
bribery.
There's not like we're sealed in here, right? Conflux. Okay. I give him the other half. I'm like, I'm sorry, I woke you up. Here's some more treats. And I just like.
Dara's definitely contemplating biting Ryan's ankles, but doesn't.
Because I give him more treats.
Yeah.
Handwriting's terrible. Read this.
It doesn't go on for like a super long time. It's just like you hear like a hammer. You hear.
So I want Flux to turn into, Jelly Flux through the crack of the panel on top. And then kind of like a one eyeball periscope.
Okay.
You know?
I see it.
Just to kind of see what's going on, but incognito.
Okay.
Do I investigate?
Sure.
18.
So how does Flux like just talk to you?
I feel like I use him as like a periscope.
Oh, you use Flux? Oh, yeah, it's got
it. Yeah.
Okay, so with an 18. Yeah, so you're like looking, it's like this big fisheye sort of lens. It's a little bit goofy, but they're like erecting like a temporary riser for like a viewing platform.
Okay. So they're expecting lots of people to be here.
Yeah, it's like they don't always have one, but they needed one for this event. And people start rolling in like over time, and you hear vendors calling out, being like,
this is so crazy. Okay, let's go.
Get your donuts! Get your donuts!
And the popcorn, yeah?
Honey cut donuts! Honey cut donuts tonight!
I feel like there's like a fryer on like walking around with them on the each end of its like staff, make having kids trying to eat it from the hanging from the staff. They're hanging honey cuts.
Oh no! Really on theme.
We're really going. There's like activity. You can hear like excitement. There's like a buzz. You know.
Gross.
People are gathering. People are standing on the riser. It sounds like there's like quite a few people. It's not like, you know, 1,000 people, but it's a lot of people. It's like a pretty big, it's like a small block party. Like, gross. I will repeat. So, yeah. So the fervorous crowd fills the circular plaza. It's not exactly circular anymore. Sorry, the square plaza. A stern woman, referred to by several in the crowd as the warden, leads guards and the accused, Zola Honeycutt, to the platform steps. So you now hear coming up the steps.
So I start to do it. I start to do my, the...
Challenge.
Yeah. Because it takes a minute to cast.
So one guard stations themselves at each set of stairs and the other two accompany their charge to stand over the trapdoor. So they'll bring Zola over the trapdoor. And they're holding the priest back, like, for the time being, if that makes sense. Like, you guys are like, the priests are all standing, so... Oh, I forgot we have the... So there's three priests, right?
Yeah.
So you would be standing here at the front. And there's like a guard right here in front of you. You two are under. You just have to, oh my gosh, this is crazy, because you literally just have to trust that Smari's there.
Yep.
Trust.
Look at me doing some trusting.
Wow.
I didn't even think twice either.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Don't be anxious. So,
the taller of the two guards guides Zola atop the trapdoor, briefly blocking her from view, and you can see him sort of run the rope up and over and secure it around her neck. She's looking out with her like head held high, and she looks kind of defiant. And you just you guys hear like the sound of somebody spitting, and she goes, and the guards run up and they can't quiet her. And one of them, like, takes the hood and, like, pulls it over her head. So it's like a, you know, like a bag over her head, basically, covering it. And he kind of, like, frowns. And he, like, kicks her in the ankle a little, just, like, a little bit. Like, and then he sort of steps aside. The other, the guard on this end steps aside. And the executioner walks up. Who's just this guy in a black hood and a black, like, executioner's, you know, robes. And he's going to stand by the lever. His hand is not on the lever yet. And then that is when the guard here, the one that kicked her, gestures to the priests to come up.
Variable, come up.
And the other priest will follow you.
In addition to not knowing if she's there, we have no idea what she looks like. We just know that she's just going to arrive with someone else we have no idea that looks like.
So the three priests that are here to kind of like support stand behind, like kind of near the wall, and they like bow their heads in prayer. And you can see them all, their mouths, they're all like mouthing a prayer. And Now it's just you, two guards, the executioner. The warden is standing. The warden is also going to be coming up and standing like next to this guard. And she just looks fucking mean.
She's like, okay, so Marin will walk over to Zola. Just slowly, evenly. And she'll clear her throat in front of her. I'm like, can you hear me, Miss Honeycutt?
Who are you? Oh man, are you the fucking priest?
It's just a yes or no question, Miss Honeycutt. You know, the clock is always ticking.
Look, my clock is definitely running down right now. That's what she says. But are you here to mock me?
No. I'm here to say a prayer for you.
She has her eyes covered, her head's covered, and her arms are tied behind her back.
Of course. She will...
Who are you? Do I know you?
She ignores her question and doesn't answer and starts saying a little prayer for her, just a little bit above a whisper, not for everyone else to hear.
Okay.
Zola Honeycutt, today is the day that you were meant to hang. I pray that you find salvation and that you find meaning in all of this. And I will place my hand on her shoulder and I'm going to quicken darkness so nobody can see in it. And as I have my hand on her, I'm going to cast Dimension Door.
Is Dimension Door concentration?
It's instantaneous.
Okay, so you're going to quicken darkness.
Want my smoke grenade back.
You'll get it back.
So, as soon as, like, the spell goes off, and, like, this orb of inky blackness just swallows up the whole stage, there's a collective gasp from the crowd. You immediately hear swords being drawn. Like, presumably the guards, the warden, everyone's drawing their swords.
Yeah.
And, I guess they're going to start just sort of, like, cutting in that area. So
would they be able to do that before Dimension Door goes off?
You and I, here's what we'll do. You and I will both make an initiative roll.
Okay. Would they get disadvantaged because they can't see in the darkness?
Not on initiative. But they would get disadvantaged if they tried to hit. I got an 8.
I got an 8.
Okay. We have to roll again! 17.
You got me.
So the guard and the warden both swing at you. Mm-hmm. They have disadvantage. A 15.
No.
And a 9.
No.
So you just hear us. And you're like, oh, I'm being attacked. You feel like the edge of your rope getting like tugged on by, like, you know, a blade tearing through it, and you push through the door that you have dimensioned, which you just by feeling it, because you can't see in this darkness, you're like, okay, I hope this is right. And
I like have her with me.
What did you picture when you created the door? Just like at what angle are you coming out of this?
I literally imagine just like that I just like kick it almost.
Okay, so you guys just fall down through.
Or I can imagine you just like coming back up the ground, like just like it's like an elevator, but then you, like
okay, yeah. And
like you're sinking down into the darkness.
And then you, somebody, you hear like so Zavari and Zola appear just out of the ground.
Go!
Randomly,
I'm fucking screaming.
You, I guess, had you been prepared?
Yeah, I had done it when I like heard them walking out.
Yes, that's right. You did say that. Roll a spell check. Because it's a level spell that you can't cast yet, so you have to roll. Sorry, give you guidance.
Sorry. I had guidance from earlier, but yeah,
sorry, she didn't.
Dari gave you guidance. I'm at 13. Guidance. Bardo?
How much is the guidance of you four?
Yeah.
It's possible. It's also possible that you still don't get it.
One.
You didn't get 14. It. 14's not enough. I think, wait, let me double check the level of the spell. Because
if she can't get it off, would it be possible for me to quicken?
Yeah, it's a fifth level spell. You have to get a 15.
Is it possible for me to cast it with Quicken?
No, because it's not like one of your spells.
Can I bardo myself?
I would say somebody can donate an inspiration to you. If they have one.
I do.
It's up to you.
Otherwise, you have to just try again and it takes a minute to cast it.
Well, I have no idea what we're going to be. It's up to you. It's your...
Yeah, I mean, I've got two of them.
You hear the lurch as, like, a guard is, like, throwing open the trap door.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But it's just darkness above.
It was...
Oh!
Can I pray to Asmodeus? Can I give her Dark One some luck?
Okay. Pray. Roll the pray.
Oh, I don't have one. I rolled an 18 nat.
Okay, plus your concordance.
You said that's like an 8 or a 6?
6, right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what does Dark One's Own Luck do?
Dark One's Own Luck lets you add a d10 to your roll.
Okay. You give her Dark One's Own Luck. So you get Asmodeus's luck, and you can feel it.
It's up to you to take it.
God. Yeah, you do have to decide whether or not you want to accept it. You just feel like a warmth creeping up your spine. It creeps like frost, but it's heat.
That's bad, because that's what... Okay, so, like...
Yeah!
So, like, brain, like, when I have surgeries, that's what it feels like when they inject the dye into my spinal cord. And, like, so that's, like, it's, like, I have to hold my breath and get injected with this, like, fiery pain. And so, like, Rain is used to this pain as well. And so I feel like it hurts at first, but then she, like, breathes it out and she's just, like, your means to an end. And, like, takes it. Like, I don't know what do I need to
roll. You roll a d10. And you add it to your roll. So your roll is currently a 13. Was it a 13 plus 1? Yeah. So you have a 14.
Mm-hmm.
So you roll a d10 and add it to your roll.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's enough. So the circle
dark chuckle
activates, and Zola's like, what the fuck is going on?
We're getting you out of here. That's all you need to know. Or care about, really. Oh, let's get this bag off your fucking head. I snatch it off.
She, like, looks around at you guys and is like, fuck, it's so dark in here. So, yeah, they throw open the trap door and they're like, look, where the fuck is she? Somebody get down there! And somebody jumps down and they're casting the spell. So they're, like, jumping down into the circle.
Someone grab my wand of beans.
Dart, you're the only one that's not too busy to react to this guy dropping down. You're casting the spell. You're taking the hood off of Zola. And that's when the guy jumps down.
I animate my shield.
so that when the guy tries to drop down, the shield, like, smacks him out of the path so he doesn't land on the teleportation circle with the rest of us.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you could definitely try that. So, like, the shield sort of animates and, like, naturally protects you. That's kind of the gist. So, you've gotten kind of used to, like, I mean, you've used it a couple of times. You understand, like, how the shield moves. It's pretty intuitive in that sense, right? It kind of points itself at the enemy.
Yeah.
What kind of check would that be? I would say make, like, an acrobatics check, because you gotta, like, position yourself as you're activating the shield. And what's the activation worth?
Andorum, I guess.
You said it. Yeah, whatever you want it to be.
Okay. 19.
Yeah, because you're, like, presumably you're, like, standing in the circle, so you have to, so, like, as soon as you see him come down, you call upon the shield, you're like, Andorim, and then you do, like, a fucking spin, like, a 360 spin in the air, and the shield spins around and just, like, pushes him over, and he falls, like, next to the circle, and he's like, and he sees you guys, because the circle lights up, and he's like, hey, reach, and then you guys are gone. And for a few solid seconds, you are standing or floating, drifting with Zola Honeycutt through the astral sea. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you get used to it after a while.
We're the Ham Crusaders. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for listening to Roll Forth. This has been the Empire Initiative, featuring Samaria Hawkins as Lady Zavari / Lady Latria, Ryan Musgrove as King Dart of the Hopkins, Rachel Voss as Rain Vosgrove, and our wonderful MD, Shanna Cantu. The clock has given you a mission, if you choose to accept it. Tell your friends about this podcast. I mean, it really, truly is one of the best ways you can support this silly little adventure we have going on. So please, if you could just tell your friends, do all the like, share, subscribe stuff that I can't think of right now. But please, it really would help us and our little tiny little baby voice we got going on right now. And, you know, what would help you is if you make sure to take some really deep breaths today, maybe once every hour, we'll do a couple. Whatever you need, whatever floats your boat. Just take some breaths today and stay safe, friends.
But we got a new cool table thing.
Yeah, for the folks listening at home who will never see this.
Except for patrons.
Well, oh, yeah. Except for the patrons who will totally get access to stuff that other people don't get to see.
Wink.
We have a cool virtual table
that we made for $41 from the restore.
Yeah,
support affordable housing. Okay, I'm done. I'll stop working now.
It's time for play.
It's time for play, not for work. But also support Habitat and your parks. Okay,
no work.
Buy local.
Yes.
Support small businesses.
Never buy store brand mac and cheese.
Visit Champaign County.
Ha ha ha.